at your service. It's the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts. To ask a question, call 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Now, the host of the Home Improvement Show, Rich Orris, on the voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
All right, good morning, St. Louis. Rich Orris here, ready to hammer out some solutions to all your home improvement dilemmas. You know, whether you're looking for renovation of your kitchen, spruce up a bathroom, or just conquer some never-ending to-do list, we've got the tools and tips right here today to make it happen for you. So grab a cup of coffee, pick up the phone, and let's dive into your questions. This is the KMOX Home Improvement Show, where we can turn your house into the home of your dreams. Just give me a call today. Anything you need, 314-436-7900 or toll free 1-800-925-1120. And guys, we've got 2 full hours of home improvement wisdom and topics for you today. Get ready. Let's roll up our sleeves and tackle some of these DIY projects you may have going on. We've got experience advice right here. This is your go-to destination for all things renovation and maintenance. And speaking of all of that, just this morning I got added to my personal honey-do list: power wash the deck, right? Because boy, it's that time of year, so a lot of things like that going on. If you have any questions about anything like that, maybe some advice on the best way to perform some of that, remember, everybody, no matter what type of remodeling or maintenance need you may have, your questions, your conversations are what make this show what it is. Don't hesitate to call. Again, 314-436-7900 or toll-free 1-800-925-1120. And last week, we had some really, really great conversations, from stains on Pam's concrete front porch to Jim asking for some clarification on the proper size toilet for getting a new toilet. We've had a lot of great things like that. One of my favorites last week was Braven, who lost power, was talking about his battery backup sump pump lost power for like 20 hours or something. We kind of talked about and recommended outside of the box a water-powered sump pump backup system for instances like that. So if you have a battery backup, but you often lose power for more than probably 8 to 12 hours, those batteries are only going to last so long. So consider something that will last out the duration of that entire outage. So we also spoke about some reasons to use someone else's money to finance your remodeling projects, even when you can afford to pay for that project while the work's being done. So we kind of broke out a client's story. We spoke about how it advantaged and benefited them to get some financing on their window project to spread out when they get money out of their retirement and investment accounts, and they can spread it out over a couple years. So there's good reasons to do that, maybe to help on some of your taxes. We also had a surprising story about a client that I spoke with that a couple of different times had some break-ins during their remodeling projects and actual workers leaving windows and doors unlocked and jimmying screens so they can come back in at another time. This is nothing I've heard a lot of, but something to think about and keep your thought on and your mind on when you are having work done. Who's in your home? How did you find them? Just kind of what reputation do they have? So when you go through that, maybe check around the house and make sure things are stable and where they need to be, make sure windows aren't getting unlocked in different rooms where work isn't being completed, where you might not think to go. And that leads right into how you choose people, how do you interview them, what do you do to look into their background? So we can go over a lot of all sorts of things like that right here today. You can give me a call again, 314-436-7900, anything you need, or 1-800-925-1120. And I always like to talk about things I've been doing in the past week or two, running around and having conversations with clients about the things that they want, that they're looking for. And one of the things that we've come up with so much of is leaks. We always have these, we have a lot of calls, questions, rains, driven rains, leaks into the house, leak around the window, leak around the door, leak around the deck. And last week, we kind of spoke about a question that someone emailed into our office and was asking about a leak at their house. And it's only, this home is only 2-3 years old. And he had some issues with the door itself, with water coming in around the glass, and had that replaced, fixed right away. But then later had a deck built, deck flashing right up to this same door, and ended up with water coming in around the door, on the floor in the kitchen, and coming into the basement through the spray foam insulation, getting on the walls. And really, he had the question of, do you think it's the glass seal? Do you think it's weather stripping? Do you think it's the siding, the flashing? How do you get to the bottom of this? So I spoke with them and then set up a time and scooted by and looked at the door, the house, the wall, kind of going through the whole thing and really looking at it. Kind of looks like I was anticipating two or three things going on, where you still have the door. One of the spots they've seen water coming in at the actual door slab leads me to believe that when they took that existing door panel, they took out the glass in the door, the full light glass, they replaced it on site, sealed it up, put it back. Well, in a builder grade door that's meant when they built the house, not the best door on the market. They do a lot of these things and they buy a lot of them in bulk, and they're not the greatest doors. There are better products on the market. And then when you take one of those products and you replace the glass and you go, okay, let's put new glass, new seals, get it all bundled up. Well, it's not in the factory. You're not in a controlled environment. It's hard to get that really, really good. So even if they get it good, how long is the warranty on that door, and how long will that really last as it happened outside of the manufacturer? And they also had the deck company come back. They took siding back off. They added a bunch of different sticky, flashy tapes and all these things. And he says, it's a lot better than it used to be, but in the wind-driven rains hitting the back of this house at this deck, I still get a little bit of water into that basement, coming down that basement wall. And looking at how it was done, the flashing's reversed, they're relying solely on the tape. So part of what happened was the first time they did this deck flashing, they put packing tape. It's the Tyvek seam tape. It's basically the same thing as packing tape. It's meant to keep air from blowing through the seam. So when you have a vertical seam, you put it down that vertical seam, it doesn't take a lot of water. Well, when you put a lot of water on that type of packing tape, it's going to break seal and let water in very, very quickly. So they go to a better, more expensive flashing tape. But again, if you're getting it there and you're getting just a little bit in, it's just going to worsen over time, and you're going to slowly start to get more. So I've created a whole plan, replace a door that's sadly only 3 years old, but get something good, stable, that has a long warranty on the product along with our workmanship warranty, to get it in right, flash it right, get the right head flashing at the top, get the tapes where they need to be. When you pull that door out and put it back in, you can do a flashing pan and seal tape at the bottom on the sill. and you can really prevent this water from getting in around this door and this deck flashing without necessarily having to have caulks to keep it out from the surface. So great project coming up for that client to mitigate this 100% and guarantee that they won't have that again for 10 years or better. But hey, we're here. We've got a lot going on. I've got a lot of stuff I can cover with you. I'd love to hear and get you in on your questions, your conversations, your concerns. Give me a shout, 314-436-7900. I'll be here for you. Don't touch the dial. We'll be right back.
Now, once again, Rich Orris.
All right, we are back. Rich Orris here, KMOX Home Improvement Show. Don't miss out today. Got plenty of show for you, plenty of conversations coming up. Give me a shout, 314-436-7900. And speaking of that, we've got our first call, Sue, on the line. Thanks for calling in, Sue. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome. Thank you. What do you
I don't have any building or any improvement type of question, but my question is, I have a black gasket on the bottom of my garage door, and the chipmunks have chewed up that gasket to a point where there's a 3-inch place where anybody can get in.
Uh-huh.
I want to replace that gasket, but I don't know if there's anything that I could maybe paint on that gasket or spray on it that would keep the same thing from happening again.
Yeah, that I don't know offhand for chipmunks. If that's what his squirrels tend to eat around the wood and the stuff on the garage doors too. Have you seen that it's chipmunks doing it?
Well, actually, I haven't.
Yeah, I've.
Yes, I have actually.
Have you? Okay, no, that's good.
Because I caught one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've had rabbits also on the trim of the garage door, eating the corners and just kind of scraping on that wood trim with their teeth. And
well, I had corn in a bag and corn cobs in the garage for the birds and the squirrels, and I think that's what probably attracted them, because it's been a while since I've actually had chipmunks in here. So I didn't know if there's, you know, for kids, you can paint some terrible tasting apple stuff on their fingers so they don't chew their fingernails. I thought maybe there would be something like that for, I could paint on or brush on or spray on this bottom of the garage door.
Yeah, there are some sprays that repel squirrels, chipmunks that are meant for, I don't know that it's necessarily meant for a surface like that, and it may be something that you have to, I'd just be worried it's something you have to spray quite often. But there is sprays that
like
are
repels all.
Yep, like, yeah, exactly. There's chipmunk and squirrel repellent spray.
Well,
and
you know what? That's a good idea, and I think I'll try that, because maybe if they get that kind of reception for a couple of weeks, they'll stop trying.
Yeah, if you spray it every other day for a week or two and just keep it up, good maintenance thing, and do it religiously for a couple of weeks, then you can stop and maybe they'll find a new place, a new home, a better place to go once they're tired enough of it. That would be my recommendation.
Okay.
There's a squirrel stop spray. There's a chipmunk and squirrel repellent spray. So I'm sure you can find them all at the big box stores.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good weekend. Thanks.
Yeah, you too. You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in, Sue. And for everybody else, we're right here. Got another a little more than an hour and a half for you. 314-436-7900 or from far away, toll free 1-800-925-1120. So I was hoping for a little bit of time to kind of cover something that we do all the time, something that we're seeing more and more of every, pretty much every day. And really, aging in place. I saw an article that was some, it called out some surprising home improvement trends for 2024, and spoke about some of the reasons for them. And the first topic on the home improvement trend was aging in place. People performing jobs, performing remodeling, doing things to their home to keep them there for longer. And when you think about healthcare, retirement homes, living, assisted living, and the cost that comes into going there, you can do a lot to keep yourself in your home for longer to save on that expense. So even some projects that seem really, really costly don't take a whole lot of time to recoup when you think about the alternative and what that costs. But what I found interesting in the story, so they were going over, you know, the first surprising thing is aging in place projects. Baby boomers make up 39% of home buyers in the United States is where they're at with this. So by 2025, one third of all home improvement projects will be made by homeowners that are 65 years and older. So a third of what we're going to be doing is helping people at an older age stay in their home for longer. They choose to renovate their homes to fit the needs rather than go to an expensive assisted living that costs monthly more than maybe they can afford. Or if you just take that and think of the amounts, it covers itself extremely quickly. But really focusing on some quick remodels that improve accessibility in the home, really give them a quality of life that you can just stay there and be more comfortable for a longer time. So we're talking about some super very simple things we do all the time, adding grab bars, taking out bathtubs and putting in showers that you can have a very, very low step into. Even sometimes taking out showers and putting in showers that have a lower step. When you look at the shower curbs, traditional shower curbs, the one I have in my stand-up shower in my house, we've got about a 4.5-5-inch step to go over into that, which doesn't seem, it's not very high for me right now, but in 20 or 30 years, it may be very hard. So if you're in your home to stay and you're getting there, we've even replaced showers with lower shower steps. So you're stepping over an inch and a half instead of 4.5, 5, 5.5 inches. Taller toilets, elevated toilet seats, replacing rugs with non-slip flooring, with a good smooth flooring that transitions very evenly throughout the entire home. Rugs are one of the biggest trip factors in homes today, just trying to get around. But more lighting, better lighting, motion sensing lighting, so when you walk in, it just comes on. And then you can get a little further into stair lifts. I had a couple weeks ago had a conversation about an elevator, doing that inside of a home. Some of these things, and when you think about them, even when you get into a really large project and you think of like, wow, I'm going to install an elevator, this could be something that costs $80,000 or $100,000. Well, you take a facility that's $5,000 a month and you only have to live in your house for a couple years to recoup that to where it's paid off for you. Now, return on investment selling, that still may be difficult with something like an elevator, because you're trying to, a lot of that is for you and your circumstance and keeping you there. And if you can have that for not just 2 years and break even, but 8 or 10 or 15 years, then all of a sudden, if you can get a little more for your home because of the elevator, but you don't recoup everything when you sell, if you got your use out of it and you stayed there for a long time, it just makes good sense to go ahead and do that, especially if you're never leaving that home. So you're really worried about how much money am I leaving someone else when they sell the home. Well, if your kids are going to take over the home and live in the home, the elevator is going to serve them great purpose as they age in place. If they sell the home, well, if they sell your, let's pretend they sell your $600,000 home because it was $500,000 and you put $100,000 in a project with an elevator and got to stay there for the next 10 years or better, and now they can only sell that home for $450,000 because a lot of people don't appreciate that, they're still getting a good amount and you still got your use out of the half that they're not going to recoup. So it's worth it in the end to do what helps you and what's right for you. I got a couple other clients of mine that we've had some conversations and some work that we're doing that I'd like to touch on this subject exactly, because we perform this. We've been doing it for years, and we do it pretty much every day. I'm going to jump into our middle break here, but I will also be here for you. Anything you got, remodeling, maintenance, anything you're curious about around your home, 314-436-7900. I'll be here for you. Stay tuned with us, and we'll be right back after this. All right, we are back. Rich Orris here. Home Improvement Show time for you. We've got everything you need, and if anything I'm going over for you resonates anything with you, you have any questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, feel free to join the conversation, 314-436-7900, or from far away, 1-800-925-1120, toll free, so you can get right in, get your thoughts, get your questions answered. Anything you got, I'll be here for you. And we were going over aging in place projects, how that's really increasing in how often we see this and how many people we have doing this. And of course, the latest cost of moving, cost of housing, everything going up, the interest rates going up, that also is really helping get people to kind of go, yeah, maybe I should consider doing things to stay here longer, because with the elevated interest rates, if you have a lower interest rate or you have no house payment and you go anywhere else, well, you're either going to have enough to pay for it, or you're going to end up with a bigger payment, higher interest, and more to pay that way, so you can get some of these things done, stay longer. And it's just such a great theory to stay in your house for as long as possible. The financial gain of time, recouping, getting the payments down as you pay it, and the interest, you start paying off more and more on the house. If you can get your house paid off or stay there long enough to, then you're really, really in the plus for retirement and everything you can do later, and then having the funds to make changes to the house to keep you there. And in today's society, what we see of the average person buying and then selling their home and moving from home to home, the average being 7 years of the time that you're in your house, I mean, that's not even 10 years. That's really quick, and that's the average. So you know there's people right away, they're there 2, 3, 4 years. There's just not a lot of time for the market to change and to really get to where you can start recouping some of this if you're not there long enough. But I have these conversations all the time with all sorts of clients, and I've got one right now where we were talking about moving a laundry up to the main floor of the home so she doesn't have to go down into the basement. But then we're also talking about adding a bathroom to the basement. Now, the bathroom to the basement is for the help. It's for people that come stay with her for a while and help her out, do things around the house. So it gets them a place they can be and shower and do all that while they're staying there for a while, helping out, doing household chores and probably maintenance things that reoccur throughout the year. Oh, you got your list at spring and what to do before winter and fall. And so she's got some people to come help. So the bathroom would be for them. So we're figuring out the laundry project, and it's a small, quaint house. It's very, very nice, very well maintained, but not a lot of availability, not a lot of closets, not a lot of availability for where can you put some sort of laundry, stackable unit, regular, you know, how can you do that without affecting the second bedroom and the use and the value of what that room is. That's really the only available spot, except for there's a little add-on, almost kind of sunroom, used as an office area, and there's a little spot in the back of it that we can work it out. We can get plumbing there, and we can do things to put a stackable unit in that space. And we kind of spoke about that when you look at someone else coming in and you look at real estate and return on investment, and we had a really good conversation about doing this for yourself and having it work out and keep you there and the value of that, because everyone that comes in is gonna value that the laundry's on the first floor, and that will definitely help and increase value. But where this is, you might have some people that look at the house and kind of go, well, that's just an odd or a strange spot. I probably wouldn't have put it there. Well, but you don't want to lose other bedroom closets. You don't want to lose bathroom space. The kitchen pantry, you really don't want to lose that. It's your pantry. Where do you keep everything if you did? So there's not a lot of good alternatives. So you could have buyers, when you go to sell this house, go, my favorite spot. I probably would have put it there. And maybe they are physically more well able to go downstairs and they just rehook it up downstairs and take that out of there for that space. But in this instance, it's a great way to get it. It's one of the least expensive ways to get it. It does. There's a lot of plumbing to do, so it does add quite a bit of expense with basement floor breakout plumbing. So there's some added expense there. But when you look at it, and she even mentioned, yeah, I've looked at some retirement places that are about $5,000 a month. Well, even if this were to cost you $25,000, folks, that's 5 months. You break even not going to a retirement home in 5 months. That is not a long time. Sounds like a lot, but when you compare it to what may happen and what may be next, it really isn't. So there's things like that good to consider. And we set it up where if you decide on just moving the laundry to help yourself, and they haven't had a bathroom in the basement before, so we'll do that separately as an add-on and see what it all is, and that way you could do the laundry and not the bathroom, or do both. Here's what they would cost. Give some good options and really try and be helpful and get something for the person and help that person in their home. It's a great thing to do. It's a great feeling. I'm so blessed that I get to help people work through situations like this and find ways to help. That is really my favorite thing that I'm doing every day, running around doing this. And of course, same thing as I'm doing here. I think we're gonna get into our last break here, but helping out here, love it. Love the people, love the conversations, love all my friends that call in. Give us a shout. We'll be here for you. 314-436-7900. Anything that you need, I'm right here, and we'll be right back. All right, we're back. Last segment for this hour, but whole nother hour coming up for you. Plenty of time for everyone to get their calls, questions, comments, concerns, everything answered with us here today. Join the conversation with me. 314-436-7900 is how you find me. I'm sure there probably it's, boy, what a beautiful day we've got here. And I guarantee you, everybody's outside getting things ready, getting things put together, cutting grass and getting the outside done. Just like I was mentioning earlier, got added to my honey-do list this morning. We really need to power wash our deck. I'm like, yeah, it is. Spring has sprung and we are here. And this is really, I can't wait to get some of this outside stuff ready and going. And I'm glad that we're at that point. Absolutely love it. And glad we can help people out. We've been speaking a lot about aging in place and keeping people in their homes longer. And there's a lot of great things that we can talk about and work on for that. But right now we've got Melanie on the phone. Can you hear me, Melanie?
I can. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Well, I've had my second job completed by Mosby, and I couldn't be happier.
Oh, nice.
Everything usually goes wrong when I have something done, but nothing has went wrong, and it's even been better than expected, and I'm just so comfortable. Ralph is amazing. Cody and Gino were on this project with Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
And not only do they have skill, they have great personalities.
Well, that is awesome. I really appreciate you letting us know about that. And that is, I mean, it's something that at our company that we really, ever since Scott Mosby, has really changed what we focus on and what we do. He makes it an amazing place for us so that people like yourself can go, wow, they're really nice and they like what they do and they got great energy and they're also not, and it really helps us be able to do that for you. So it is very, very nice. What kind of work have we done for you?
Well, you guys did the attic fan that was falling down from the ceiling that somebody had put in before I moved here, and they had cut the truss. So Ralph did that project. And then this week they swapped out a French door and put in a new one. Yeah. So, you know, Justin with the salesman and John is the, I guess, the project manager. Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
John
anyway,
Yoko.
Everybody is so conscientious about doing their job right. And like I said, I'm just comfortable. I'm just like so relaxed. When the first time, you know, I was like really nervous because people were like, that attic fan is going to be a nightmare, blah, blah, blah. And I was just expecting everything to go horrible. And Ralph just comes in here and just does his job. And he's laughing and talking, you know. And then I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, it just makes it so much easier for me to know that you guys know what you're doing and you're going to take care of it and you're not going to be going, oh, no, what are we going to do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And to kind of some of the players in this that you mentioned to get other people up to speed at how what we do and what we try and do so differently and making it a great place for everybody. So you talked about Justin, the consultant on the job. So Justin Lane has been at this company longer than me, and I've been here over 22 years. And John Yoko also has been right around the same time. I don't remember if he was right before or right after me, but he's in that 22, working on 23-year mark also, which for remodeling, having people – want to stay so long. It's like a home.
Yeah.
And if we make it a home for us.
You guys seem like a family, yeah.
Yeah, we're like one big happy family. Mm-hmm. So it just allows us to portray that to you, the clients, and everybody out there, and even trade partners, that this is a great thing and we enjoy what we do. Because I've heard so many people talk about just workers that are always like upset or just
frustrated.
Well,
and another thing you guys did, you finished up with this, was, I forgot I didn't even mention that because I didn't pay that much attention to that part, but there was a previous person who had done a deck that I was very dissatisfied with. And anyway, when they took the old deck out, it exposed somewhere the old deck was attached to the siding. So there was all this open siding issue going on, and mm-hmm. you guys took care of that too.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
You guys are awesome. Everybody said you do. I wish I had lots of money so I could have you guys come out and do a whole lot more.
Yeah.
The more you guys do, the more I want done.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. Thanks for the call. That is really great. I appreciate it.
Have
a good
awesome day.
Yep. You too.
All right. God bless.
Yep. Thanks. And yeah, so something I talk about often with clients is basically the Better Business Bureau. We look at and we think about, and this is a great organization. They do great things. Scott Mosby was the chairman of the board for the Better Business Bureau for a year or two or three, and really involved in the industry. So they do a lot of wonderful things to help people choose good companies to do their work. But something I've explained often is I've had people say, well, the Better Business Bureau recommends I see three people, I get at least three different quotes and all of that to kind of figure out. And I kind of explain to people, one, there's a real way to handle how you talk with all these different people and the conversations that you have and what should you be doing and thinking about. But also what the Better Business Bureau can't say is they don't have a vested, they can't have a vested interest in someone like a great repeat client, like a Melanie that we've done like three projects for now. So when you speak with someone like that, they have this vested interest where they're like, nope, best in the business. You will absolutely love it. Best warranty. The guys are great. If there's any small issues or any small warranty issues, anything happens, we are human. It will get taken care of. They've seen that firsthand. Some of my best clients actually learned how good we were through the warranty process if something went wrong, and they were so exceptional at taking care of it. That's another good reason to really love. So these people are like, nope, you go to one company, you do this, and I'm telling you, it's going to be the best thing ever, because they have this vested interest in, it's like going to Disney World. You're always going to love it. Everybody's going to smile. Everybody's going to want to help you. And you're going to know what you're going to get in the end. So that's why they will come back time and time again, love what's happening. And I challenge everybody to find somebody like that for yourself. Look and work and find, because it's out there. I'm sure it's not 100% just us, but there's great people all over. Work towards it, strive towards it. So we're going to get into our hour break here right now. Next hour, 314-436-7900 is where you will find me, and we'll be back.